Let's start with prayer. Dear Lord God, we're here this morning, Lord, and we thank you for a sunny day. We thank you for allowing us to gather here and minister to one another. And Lord, as I get ready to minister from your word, I just ask that you speak through me. Lord, I ask that you send your Holy Spirit, touch every person here. Let this be something that we can use in the days and years to come. Father, we just thank you ever so much and just praise you and worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. A lot of you here, or most of you here, probably know Jesus as your Savior. And that's why you like to come to church on Sunday morning, to hear from God, to hear him minister to you, because it makes life easier when he does that. And those of you that are not, I hope this message will help you and stimulate you and make you maybe want to know Jesus as your Savior. But something I want to teach on this morning, you made a decision for Jesus. You were, as they say, you were born again. You turned from your old life. The Holy Spirit came, is now living inside of you, helping you with your new life. And you're saved. Everything's great. Everything's just going good. You just think everything's hunky-dory, right? Well, it starts that way, and everything is usually real good. I know when I was first saved, things were just great. But then life catches up with you all of a sudden. And all of a sudden, things aren't so easy. And you start struggling with things. Everybody does it. Some people admit it, some don't. I always like those people that I walk up to and I go, "Hey, how are you doing?" "I am blessed. Everything is great." And there is times that we are, but it's not like that all the time. Sometimes we don't feel like that. And there's actually scripture even says it. John 16:33, it says, "In this world you will have trouble." It doesn't say maybe. It doesn't say it could happen. It says you will have. We're going to struggle. We're going to have problems. And then in 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." In other words, the devil's out there. And whether we want to believe in him or not, he's out there and the demons are out there. And they don't want us to have a good walk with Jesus. Their job is to make our life miserable, basically. It's self-appointed. They chose that, but that's their job, and they want to make things tough. So now you're saved, and things are not going good, and you're starting to get miserable. You start getting all depressed, and you want to cry and whine about it and all that stuff. And yeah, I know myself, every now and again, you got to have that day you feel sorry for yourself. Everybody needs it now and again. But Is that where you want to stay? And another question, does that mean you're not saved now because everything's going wrong and all that? Well, no, it sure doesn't. You're still a child of God. You're just a child of God that's struggling and is under attack. That's just how it works. So we just stay there and then mope around and just, that'd be a miserable way to live. I don't think I'd want to stay there. So what do we do? And that's what I want to talk about a little bit this morning. How do we get out of that, and how do we keep from going there? Well, the first thing we got to do is we got to be positive. If you hang on negative, whether it's about Jesus, whether it's about riding, whether it's about your job, it doesn't matter. If you dwell on the negative is going to rule your life. That's how it works. And you hang around negative people, and you become negative. And you can take it as far as, you look at companies. I'm a project manager for an electrical company on my regular job. And you work with a lot of contractors and stuff, and you can pretty much look at it. If you get a company where the top guys are just miserable and mean, nasty people, it trickles down through the whole company. and you end up with employees that are just like that, and they're all negative. If I myself, as a project manager, talk to my guys in a negative way all the time and just slam them and all that stuff, they become negative. Well, your Christian walk's the same way. If everything you think about is negative, oh, the devil's doing this to me and this is going on, and if you're always on the negative, you're going to become a negative person. And, man, it's going to be really tough to try to walk your walk with Jesus. So what do? Well, first of all, we got to have positive talk. And it's real hard to do that, but if you got a friend that's always negative, best thing to do is not hang around them. I mean, that sounds really terrible, but they are going to bring you down. I mean, you can work on trying to bring them up, but they're going to try to bring you down. Now, hopefully, you could talk to them and just say, hey, please don't talk like that around me or something. I mean, good friends do talk to one another. But you don't want to hang around people like that. What else do you do? Well, you got to have positive input. If all you do is go home from work every day and watch nasty negative shows on television, that's what's going to rule you. I mean, I heard a guy say, garbage in, garbage out. I mean, that's really what happens. We need to watch and listen to positive messages. I mean, you can turn on the news and watch the news every night. The way things are going here lately, that could be enough to depress anybody. I know I myself, like looking at Facebook, I mean, everybody, you know, most everybody here is probably on Facebook. And I like looking what people are up to on Facebook. But tell me if I'm the only one that thinks this. It is a very negative place to go if you're not careful. Everybody's got an opinion on what's going on in politics. Everybody's got an opinion what this person ought to do and what that ought to do. And after a while, it's like, man, I can't take no more of this. I got to turn it off for 3-4 days and get away from it. I mean, you got to have positive influence. And then what's the next thing? Well, we got to get back. We got to get in the Bible. And I preach on this a lot. You always hear me talking about reading the Bible. And like, oh, Heinz, there he goes again, talking about reading that Bible. And some people don't like to read the Bible. Well, they make electronic Bibles, don't you know? You can put them on your phone. You can put them on your computer where you can listen to it. You don't even have to read it anymore. But you need positive scriptures. And I want to just read a few positive scriptures just for something to think about. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Now that is a really good promise. But that promise really doesn't do you any good if you don't know about it, and if you don't think about it. And if you're going into something, you know, you got something to take care of. If you know this and remember it, don't you think that'd be a positive influence? Or here's another one I want to read. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Now, that's one that I always like. Because I actually used to just stutter and stammer, and I could not talk in front of people. When I was first saved and thought I was supposed to become a preacher, I thought God was crazy. Like, there's no way I can't talk in front of people. Well, I've gotten a little better at it over the years. But with my job, I got to talk to people too. That makes no sense either. So here I got a job. I got to talk to customers all the time. And I don't like talking to people. That doesn't work real good. Well, that verse was perfect. Whether it was, you know, tough stuff or whatever. You know, what can mere mortals do to me? How can they do? There's nothing they can do. But there's a lot God can do for us. And then let me see. I think I got another one I put down here. Yep. Psalms 118. It says, the Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. So do you think this helps? I think it really does. You got to have positive. And, you know, if you got to read it over and over, you need to read it over and over. You know, here's Psalms 100. It says, "For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Wow, I mean, that kind of stuff we need to try to remember, because when things get tough, if we can remember those verses, that's positive influence. That keeps us from going negative. It can keep us from getting depressed. And if we can talk about it with our friends, with our wife, with our husband, or whatever, that can be positive. So how do you remember those? Well, one preacher I listen to a lot, he talks about doing 3x5 cards. And that's his way of doing it. He writes a verse like that on a 3x5 card. Then he writes another verse on another 3x5 card. And he has these all over his house. He has them lay them on his nightstand. He'll get up in the morning and he looks at the 3x5 cards and he reads through them just to get them in his, you know, get them fresh in your mind. It's like retraining your head to think positive instead of negative. Now, myself, I'm in the electronic age. They've hooked me with that electronic stuff. So I don't do 3x5 cards. But I got notes in my phone. I keep them on my phone. I just go in there and under my task list. Well, one of the tasks is scriptures. I go in there and I can bring it up and I can read it. So when I drink my morning coffee, I can read these scriptures. I don't do it every day. I mean, I'm not like I'm religious about this, but I try to do it every day because that is a positive influence. And the one thing about retraining your mind like that, it makes you think positive, and it will make a difference, I guarantee it. But the best thing about this, you know, I always say that the Bible says it better than I do. You know, yeah, I say it makes a difference, but hey, let me read a verse here. It says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." We got to renew our mind. And that we forget to do that because we get so caught up in the troubles of life. I do. You know, it's not, no, nobody's immune from it. And like I said, you know, every now and again, it's okay to have a pity party and stuff. But if you dwell on it and just stay there, you will have a miserable life. And Jesus don't want us to have a miserable life. That ain't what he wants. He wants things to be good for us. So I want to add one more verse I want to add to this. I mean, the whole point of this message this morning is we got to renew our mind. We have to get positive. We can't be negative. And then something else that comes along with this. Let me read one more verse. It says, "Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." How many times have you heard somebody say, "I just don't hear from God. I just don't know what God wants me to do"? I've said it. I mean, I've said it time and time again. You get out there and it's like, "Well, I know I'm supposed to do something here, but man, I'm just not sure what God wants me to do." Well, a byproduct of renewing our mind, I'll just read the whole thing one more time. It says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And then here you go. "Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Wow, that's awesome. So what you're telling me, if I renew my mind, besides getting a positive attitude and really feeling better about myself and about life, I'm going to know what God wants me to do. That is an awesome byproduct. So the point of this message is, let's not stay where we're at. If you got a negative friend, try to help them become positive rather than just giving up on them and walking away. But try to make them, help them become positive. And if you need help getting positive, work on it. Do the 3x5 cards. Do the notes on your tablet or on your phone or wherever where you can read it and renew your mind. And wouldn't it be great when your decision-making process, when you make decisions, you can walk away and go, "You know, I truly believe I know what God wants me to do." That'd be great. And with that, I'd like to close. Let's pray. Dear Father God, we thank you so much. We thank you for the fact that you sent Jesus to come to this earth. He was willing to die for us, pay the price on the cross for the sins that we commit. Because of that, we can be saved. And most of us here are. But a lot of us here are not also. So we need you to touch them. Touch them with your Holy Spirit to draw them to you. I can't bring them to you, but you can call them. Lord, I ask that that you would just give them the strength and the courage to answer the call, because it is a step of faith. We thank you so much. And then all of us, help us renew our minds. We all struggle with this. I know I do, and I'm sure a lot of people here do. Help them renew their mind. Help me renew mine. Get on positive thinking. Get away from the negativity, because it will make our life a whole lot better. We just thank you ever so much for that. Lord, as we get ready to go racing today, I just ask that you protect us, watch over us, keep us safe on the track, keep us safe off the track, coming and going. Father, we just want to do it for your glory, and we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.